This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I said, let's get after it, and I meant it. Your questions and comments. I'm Chris Cuomo. Thank you for subscribing and following here at the Chris Cuomo Project. Look, the beauty of it is I do this not just to you, but for you and about you. So what do you think? What do you like? What do you not like? What do you agree with, disagree with? Let's get after it.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. It is important to me that I take the right things to help me. Now I'm dealing with the long COVID on top of all this other inflammation stuff, and I got longevity concerns because I'm over 50. I need supplements. Many of you are the same way. And even if you're not getting creaky, you may want to be maximizing your performance. That's why for many years, I have switched to AG1. Why? Because it's one and done. They did the research for me. They have the right combinations, and it is more cost effective than buying these things separately. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I absolutely look forward to drinking every day for two reasons. One, they make a good product. For two, if I'm drinking it again, it means I lived another day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and you're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. Just go to drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop in a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out.
Let's start things off with some YouTube comments. We have a lot from the audience, so here we go. This is from your interview with Adam Carolla. Donald Navy Goat 23 writes, I've watched Tucker for years. He's the only person on Fox who defended you after your firing. Go back and watch the tape.
That's not true. Hannity was supportive as well. And if I were you, I would call, first of all, nobody came after me as much as Tucker Carlson did. Okay. Now, do I think he did it gratuitously? Absolutely. Did he do it because it worked with the people who follow him? Yeah. Do I think he says and does most things on that basis? Yeah. Do I think that if I were to see him in person, especially right now, he would talk to me the way he talks about me? Absolutely not. Okay. Does that matter to you? I don't know. Should, but maybe not. I also think that you got to think about why they were defending. Defending me, they don't even know me. Defending me as a way of beating up on CNN and showing how this is some manifestation of what the left does that allows them to beat up the left, you know, I mean, I don't see that as angelic or as compassionate as you do. But look, I'm not in the beef business, okay? And I'm not in the animosity business. People give me shit and come at me all the time. I think they do it because it works for them. I think people write nasty shit about me and try to expose me in as many ways as they can that are negative because it's clickbait and it works for them. And that's just the choice that I've made to be in this business, and I got to deal with it.
Now we have a bunch from the YouTube comments of people commenting on the YouTube comments video. Tracy Holt wants to know, Chris, how would the House and Senate work with, say, four parties in them? Who would get speaker, et cetera?
I don't know. They'd have to make the rules. Look, the upside to having more parties, as you see in a lot of parliamentary systems, are coalitions, deals that lead to the development of actual policy, as opposed to what we have, which is this zero-sum game of they win because they make the other side lose, and they're constantly preaching which side is worse. It's reductive, and it's oppositional for defiance's sake, and it's not making anything better. I mean, look at what we're dealing with.
Ethan wants to know, why do you hate Chris Christie so much? I've heard from many people that you continue to ignore Christie's influence. Why not have him on the show? It's very upsetting. Christie has always been good to you.
This is demonstrably false. I have had the governor on whenever he has said yes. He has an ABC News contract that keeps him from doing other outlets. I speak to him on the phone. We text on occasion. You know, it's not like we're drinking buddies or anything. I have no animus towards Governor Christie whatsoever. You are confusing me with someone else.
This is from Deborah McNaughton. She writes, Chris, your candor is becoming of you. Please know that many of us can relate to your struggles and your perspective makes us all a little bit better. I missed you when you left CNN and I'm grateful you are back in action. Keep up the great job.
Thank you very much. I just feel like it's a personal power that I'd rather talk about myself and my vulnerabilities than just have to stick with silence while everybody else gets them wrong. And if I can put purpose to pain, I think that makes it so much easier and makes me feel like there's some more value to all this shit that I read and think about and try to manifest and practice. And what's the shame in it? You know, people will say to me sometimes, oh, you see how the Post dragged you about saying you had a drinking problem when all you said was that you were trying to drink less when you were dealing with problems. Look, I don't care. I don't care. If you want to believe bad shit about me, there's always going to be enough out there for you. And I can't make judgments about what I do on the basis of what people are going to do with it. And I get how people who care about me get nervous and don't want me to talk about it. And I do have to be respectful of the interests and feelings of the people who I'm responsible for. But I just don't feel like protecting myself when people take shots at you that aren't even true. I might as well talk about what is true.
Jerry writes, Hi, Chris. I used to work at 1285 Avenue of the Americas for 10 years. I saw you every day getting bagel and coffee. I told you once I speak Dutch like your wife. No way. LOL.
I don't eat bagels.
I was going to say, that sounds like, of all the things we've heard from these listeners who that may or may not be true, I know you're not a bagel guy.
I'm not a bagel guy. My wife does not speak Dutch unless she's pulling something over on me. But I appreciate you saying hello. I appreciate you remembering me. And I love meeting and talking to people. It really bothers my kids and friends because they think that I take too much time doing it. But I appreciate the access to your life and to your awareness. And I feel like, you know, I don't just report for you. I kind of report to you as well. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel like there is a service element to this gig of where I'm doing things as a proxy for you. And I'm very appreciative of that opportunity. So it's nice meeting you. I'm glad we talk. And I hope I see you again.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, Is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also, the system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck, and that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman. Harassed. Scammed. Identity theft. Spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. joindeleteme.com/Cuomo.
Okay, now we're going to take some listener calls.
Hi, Chris. This is Renee. I was just calling because I don't have an issue with the fact that we're letting migrants come into our country as long as they follow the rules. But the thing that concerns me for America is that we have our own homeless people here that we can't even take care of or fund, or have so many people that don't have homes and places to live or jobs. And we're letting tens and thousands of people come into our country, and we can't even take care of the people that we have here. I'd like to know your thoughts on that.
I think two things can be true at once, and I think you can do more than one thing at a time. I would beware the idea of it's a zero sum that, you know, for the homeless to get help, the migrants can't come in. You have another category of people that you're ignoring right now, which are people who are able-bodied and capable of working who are deciding not to. Millions of them in a society with millions of unfilled jobs. Now, the answer is, to different degrees, that's always been the case, that there are certain Americans that don't want to do the jobs, and that's why we've always needed fresh blood. The problem with your analysis, and it's an understandable one and a common one, is that it benefits from, or it is colored by, this idea that migrants are bad and takers because of what you've heard about what they do to emergency rooms and people not paying taxes. That's as much about the people who employ them as any of their behaviors themselves as migrants in this country. And I don't see it that way. Two things can be true at once. We're not protecting the border from illegal incursion. We're not processing at the speed that we need to or the way we need to. Our rules don't reflect the realities of what should allow someone to fight for asylum, plead asylum. And we are not building the facilities to keep the people so that we don't have to do catch and release, which is ridiculous. And we're not making the alliances with the countries where these people are coming from to get more processing done there. These are not my ideas. These are not big brain ideas. This is a situation where the problem is better than the solution for the politics, so that they can talk people like you into a position where you see taking care of the homeless as a trade-off with having migrants come into the country. When, you know, with the homeless, you're dealing with people who are fundamentally in need and broken and probably not job ready day one, whereas most of the migrants are. So they're not, you're not talking about the same level of what they can give and what they need. But you can do two things at once. Why don't we do that?
Chris, this is Michael calling from Daytona Beach, Florida. My big concern or my big projection is that the election is going to be won on two issues, abortion and gun control and the elimination of assault weapons. Those two issues are going to catapult Joe Biden into office.
I don't think so, but you could be right. Those are culture wars, really. I do think that reproductive rights may be a situation for the right slash far right of the dog that caught the car, because it certainly has energized a lot of women to feel that, holy cow, these guys made a move on me here and took something away from me that wasn't their right to do. And even if it was their right to do, it wasn't right that they did it. So that could be in play. But when you look at the list of things that people care about on the national scene, these issues have to be forced into relevancy, whereas their pocketbook issues and the primary concerns for their families and their security usually motivate the vote first and foremost. So it would be more likely that it would be pocketbook, economic, national security, those kinds of issues that are at the forefront before these. Now, we'll see how Biden uses them if he's the nominee. But, you know, I've heard this said so many times that people have had it with the violence and that they want something done and that that's the only way to do it is to vote. I've never seen it bear out. So we'll see if you're right, and we'll see soon.
Hey, Chris, it's your number one fan. I just wanted to say congratulations for reaching 100K subscribers on YouTube. I'm so happy for you, and I continue to watch the Chris Cuomo Project. It's something that I look forward to watching, and it's something that makes my nights. And I just hope that your YouTube channel continues to grow. So, yeah, congratulations. Okay, bye.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your excitement, and I hope that you're right and that the reach and the resonance continues, because that's why we're doing it, trying to be valuable to as many people as possible in as many ways as possible, and working with you and the team to try to find that sweet spot of what works and what helps, because that's the whole point of this. And I'm happy that you're happy, because that's the goal, is to be of value to people like you. So thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, and thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it.
That was a nice call.
It was.
Okay.
It took me by surprise.
I'm just making sure that I'm dropping in the nice ones so that you can hear. And this caller has also called before and serenaded our voicemail account.
Really?
Yeah.
I do think it's also instructive that you note when you put in a nice call.
I'm trying desperately to balance this out, because I'm not trying to put in only mean calls. I'm trying to put in things that people pose questions or challenge your points of view. You were the one who told me when we started this, I don't want to hear just love. I don't want to hear.
That is true. That's absolutely true. And it should be an easy job. One, because I'm provocative for people for whatever reason. And two, I think people are more inclined to comment on things that they're pissed about than that they, you know, like or are mildly interested in. I think that it's an extreme inclination.
All right. Well, here's another nice one.
I really, you know, I've been listening to you for years. I really do think that with Donald Trump, with the Russia, and all those stuff, you should really look into apologizing and, you know, be a man about it. You know, your father taught you to be a man. He spoke more direct. He wasn't a coward. You don't give that impression. I hope you stand up one day and be a man and see what CNN did to you. And you know what? And say, you know what? Perhaps I was being led and misguided and be a man.
No shame in your game, huh? I really think that you should check yourself about talking to somebody about what makes him a man or doesn't make him a man. Because let me tell you something. If you think it makes you a man because you swallow what they're feeding you in Trump land about how everything that was done to him was corrupt and the FBI was just out to get him because they're a lefty agency. I've been doing this 25 years. I have never, until Trump, heard anyone discuss the FBI as being a lefty outfit. And let me tell you, you guys are only worried about what the FBI does when the outcome matches your politics. You weren't upset about what the FBI was leaking about when the race between DeSantis and Gillum was close, and all of a sudden they started leaking about Gillum, and it helped DeSantis in the race every bit as much as Trump's magic wand of sending the FBI down there for the magical election irregularities that he was just lying to you about. None of that bothers you. But you want me to apologize? I'm going to say this for the 50th time. I don't think you watched my coverage, okay? I had problems with impeachment because if you weren't going to get him with something that was ugly and obvious, there was going to be political payback and backlash. I said it to Schiff on my show early on. Check it. The dossier, I took it for what the intelligence people were taking it for, just like everybody else, okay? And I qualified it every step of the way, just like everybody else who was doing the job. And the idea that because they didn't find a crime, he didn't do anything wrong, one, they did find crimes. The back of that report by Mueller was filled with a number of things he felt or his team felt warranted criminal investigation of anybody else except a sitting president because of the reckoning of the Office of Legal Counsel. So I don't know why you guys keep repeating this bullshit that people feed to you. Now, do I believe that the investigators got things wrong and overreached and were overzealous? Yeah, that's on them, not on me for reporting it. And I reject the idea that Trump and his boys did nothing wrong, and not just because three dozen of them or whatever were caught to be lying or convicted of crimes or pleaded guilty, which you just gloss over. Like, well, they all just did it because they were being threatened. Oh, okay. Because they didn't have lawyers or anything like that, right? They all did nothing. And if you don't think that Manafort and his son-in-law and his son taking a meeting with a guy who says, hey, I got contacts within Russia that can get you dirt, wasn't a wrong thing to do, that who Carter Page was with and Papadopoulos was with, that mixing with those kinds of people didn't raise legitimate political malpractice questions, not illegal. I never said illegal. Collusion is a behavior, not a crime, except in securities law. I do not doubt my reporting and my perspective on this at all. And I am one of the few, certainly on CNN, who was saying, I don't think they should be doing this. I was not pushing for impeachment either time because I thought it was going to be unsatisfying because you would never remove the guy because you wouldn't have the votes and it would be a waste of time and would dig a deeper hole politically. I got the arguments as to why it was worth it, but that's not where I was. You've got the wrong guy.
I want to point out that he said, be a man, repeatedly. This man didn't leave his name.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to live by what he's putting on me. It's a very common male attribute, faux macho. And look, that's okay. You're just wrong. Now, is there a chance in hell that you will hear this, do the research and say, oh, you know what? I got him confused with some of those mutts on MSNBC or somebody else on CNN? No, because I don't think that you're capable of doing what you want me to do, which is to look at the man who raised you and say, you know what? I'm better than this. I'm going to stand up and say, I shouldn't have judged this guy this way. It wasn't my decision whether or not they investigated the president. And it certainly wouldn't have been reasonable for me not to cover it. I never concluded anything that got ahead of where the reporting was. And I was, as much as anybody, which you can criticize me for, and many did, questioning whether or not they should have done it to begin with.
He also didn't leave his email address or phone number, so you can't send him merch.
Yeah, I'm not sending you anything. Thank you for the questions and comments. Just because I don't like them doesn't mean I don't appreciate them. I take the positive. I try to take them more. I certainly focus on the negative, so keep them coming. Be well. Take care of yourself. Take care of the people you care about. Wear your independence. Be a critical thinker. Be a free agent. That's our best chance of getting out of this destructive party system. I'll see you on News Nation, 8 p.m., 11 p.m., every weekday night. Thank you for giving us a chance.